Congrats on getting drafted. What are your initial reactions to being selected to an AFL list and coming to Freo?
It's an absolute dream come true, I reckon. To go to such a great club that I've respected for so long, to just be a part of it is just so warming, and I can't wait to get started. Yeah, full of emotions, really.
Yeah, where were you when you were watching the draft?
I wasn't actually watching it. I'm a plumber, so I was at work, and then my boss called me and informed me that I'd been taken.
So that's amazing. So he found out first and then let you know. Was that a pre-arranged arrangement with him?
He was at home watching it, and he just said, I'll let you know if anything happens, that's how it played out, really.
So did you have one eye on your phone all morning?
I did for a little bit, but I was pretty nervous coming into it. I wasn't really expecting too much, but I was still a bit nervous, and so I did watch a little bit of it, and then I just had to put the phone away in the end. So
did your boss give you the morning off after that, or did you just get straight back to work?
No, I was straight home.
Yeah, and how do you feel about coming over to WA?
Could not be happier. It's such an amazing place, Perth, and keen to just get away and start a new lifestyle over there with new mates, and ready for the start of it all.
And we picked your Williamstown teammate Brett 2 picks after you went. Did you find out straight away about that, or did that take a while to come through as well?
No, Mum informed me about 15 minutes later when she called me to congratulate me. I couldn't be happier for Brett and Ben Kavara as well, who also got picked up, I saw. To have Brett coming over with me just makes everything that little bit easier, hopefully he says the same thing about me. We get along really well, so to have both of us over there, it's unreal.
Yeah, I've already spoken to Brett, he spoke very highly of you. So what could Freo expect from Brett?
From Brett?
Yeah.
He's ready, hopefully about from the same as me, really. We're both ready to go, so we've both got such a good connection with each other, and willingness to learn, and hopefully can make the side even stronger than what it already is.
You're coming in as a mature age recruit, obviously, you mentioned that. How does it feel to finally make that breakthrough into the AFL ranks?
Oh, it's massive. It's to go through this 3 years now, and then finally it happens. It's just a dream come true. You want it to happen so much as a kid, and you dream about it all the time, and then when it finally happens, it doesn't even feel real. That's how much you want it to happen. You just don't expect it to actually happen one day, but when it does, I'm just lost for words, really.
And you've had 2 seasons in the VFL with Williamstown. What did you learn from that experience of having those 2 extra years in the VFL before getting to AFL level?
The biggest upside would be the mature age bodies. You're not playing against kids like a lot of other people that get drafted do. But you play against ready-made men, and as well as AFL players. You're playing against a lot of good AFL players, not just like AFL listed. You're also playing against really good 200 game plus players, and so it takes your professionalism to a new level, I suppose, and it just gets you even that one step further ahead of everyone else in how ready you are to come in and impact the AFL itself.